Around Victoria in gallops, trots and greyhounds. Welcome to RSN 927's Country Notice Board. Here's Andrew Hughes.
Well, coming up, we'll check in with many a country race club across the codes as we give you many a reason to attend a meeting coming up across the state of Victoria. This is the Country Notice Board on RSN 927, and just as importantly, are many country racing radio relays. And a very good morning from Andrew Hughes. Welcome along to a Country Notice Board. And as I said, we're going to be checking in with many a race club across the state. And let's start with today's country meeting, of course, at Pakenham at racing.com park. And aside from the racing, another example of how country race clubs are trying to involve those with more just than the meeting itself. There's a big golf morning underway today as we speak. And those golfers will then be taken to the Pakenham Racecourse for a day at the races. To explain that, Michael Hodge joins us on a Country Notice Board this morning. Good morning, Michael. Explain this golf come race day at Pakenham.
Yes, look, this is specifically something that's been put together for our valuable members and also some of our sponsors and partners. So we've got about 20 teams going around the golf course and participating in what should be a real fun-filled day. And then it culminates with coming back here to the race course and a day at the races. So, it should be a fun day. It's certainly going to be a long day, but the response has been enormous for it. So it's just a way of recognising and providing a bit of value for our sponsors and also our members.
Now, I'm a very keen golfer, membership at Huntingdale, and play a lot, but I must say the Garfield Golf Course is the location. Is that right? I've never been there. Have you been there yourself much? It's not far from the track.
Oh, yes. Yes, Garfield's got a great reputation in terms of the way they present their course.
How far is that from your racetrack? How far are they travelling from the golf course to get back to racing.com park?
Oh, it's only 5 kilometres. It's almost next door.
Okay. That's not in the same block of land they're going to build the Disney World theme park, is it?
Well, it's only 5 kilometres in a different direction.
Wow.
But, there's a lot of activities down here and a lot of infrastructure. The Garfield Golf Club, as I said, it's got a great reputation in terms of the way they present their course. So we're looking forward to it.
All right. Those enjoying the golf day and then heading to Pakenham for the race meeting itself. So this meeting, as we're speaking about, is your second last one on the Polytrack. You're back there again Monday, I think, the 24th, is that right?
Yeah, that's correct. So Monday the 24th sees the end to the synthetic track racing season for Pakenham.
All right, a few things coming up we want to mention. And let's talk about the launch of Night Racing coming up in October. And also we're looking forward to food trucks, extravaganza and a great atmosphere. And tell us about that when the lights will be well and truly on.
Well, that's right. Friday the 19th of October, Friday night the 19th of October, that's Caulfield Cup Eve. That marks the return of Night Racing to Pakenham. Andrew, it's the only Friday night that Pakenham has, so it's a very, very big night on our calendar. This year, we're launching Pakenham's newest event. It's called the Pakenham Picnic. It'll run over 3 days, as it did last year when it was in its it was a food truck carnival. But we're expanding the concept and the offer this year, so it'll be Friday night, Saturday, and then Sunday. And there'll be the food trucks, the live music, the market stalls, the kids' rides, the family entertainment. So, it's a very, very big weekend for the Pakenham Racing Club and our local racing community. And, as I said, Pakenham's newest event, pakenhampicnic.com.au, if the listeners want to get on and learn a little bit more about what's on offer that night and on that weekend.
Michael, good day for racing, and let's hope those golfers have a terrific round of golf and then enjoy the racing at Pakenham this afternoon. Thanks for taking the call on the notice board.
around Victoria, RSN 97's Country Notice Board.
So Pakenham racing today, and then you can enjoy a day of racing tomorrow at Cranbourne. And this is the last meeting before a number of really big meetings at the club. And Neil Bainbridge joins us on this morning's edition of the Country Notice Board. Good morning, Neil. You do have some big meetings coming up after tomorrow.
Yeah, that's correct, Andrew. So it'll be a good card coming up this Wednesday. Look, certainly now that the weather's turned and it's spring's in the air, this will be our final meeting before the TAB Cranbourne Cup Carnival. So looking forward to that. The rail will be out 9 metres and should be a good lead into some of our future spring events. And you know, as you mentioned, that it's a big time of the year for us with our two-day TAB Cranbourne Cup Carnival. We launched night racing with the Pinka Pinka Plate on Friday night, the 12th of October, and the $350,000 TAB Cranbourne Cup on Sunday, the 14th of October, which will be the richest Cranbourne Cup ever held.
Yes, so let's again put these dates in people's diaries. Friday the 12th is the Pinka Pinka Plate, and then the Sunday, of course, is the TAB Cranbourne Cup. And you've also got another meeting to look forward to as well. Is it a pick-up meeting? Is that the way we're terming it, or what's the situation there?
Yeah, look, unfortunately for Seymour, they won't be holding their traditional cup meeting on Sunday the 21st of October. And that meeting's been transferred by Racing Victoria to Cranbourne. So exactly 1 week after the TAB Cranbourne Cup, we'll be running another feature program, which will contain a $200,000 1,600-metre listed race. So we're delighted to be able to pick that up for the Victorian racing industry. But obviously, having sort of lost our cup a couple of years back, we certainly have great sympathy for Seymour not being able to conduct their cup this year. But I'm sure Seymour's a very good club, very good track, and it'll bounce back bigger than ever just with this little break that they're going to give it at the moment.
I'm sure it will. Enjoy Wednesday midweek racing and all of those big features coming up. Thank you for joining us, Neil.
Thank you, Andrew.
Andrew Hughes, RSN 927, but just as importantly, all of our country racing radio relays with us as we broadcast right across the state. And we check in with many a country race club to remind you there are so many reasons to get along to racing at a country venue. Good morning to Brad Evans and the team at Sale. On Thursday, they have a meeting this week. Some terrific dining packages there with the buffet on offer and also some drinks packages. Get in touch with Sale Race Club. Enjoy a Thursday day at the races with some nice dining as well to be had. Friday is the last ever meeting at Geelong for the synthetic track. And Jade Augustine from the marketing team at Geelong joins us on the Country Notice Board this morning. Jade, good morning to you. Your last ever meeting on that synthetic surface on Friday.
It is. So it's the end of the synthetic era for the Geelong Racing Club and the start of new challenges and opportunities. So, yeah, it's really exciting time for the club, and that will be the last race meeting on the synthetic.
So people can take a bit of history home with them or not?
Yes, I'll be selling jars of the synthetic track at the main gate as people are leaving.
Well, don't be silly. When they've had football grounds and things like that at Moorabbin, people were taking point posts and so on, but people do some weird things. I'm not sure they'll be that
absolutely
weird, but yeah.
Well, I know I'll be taking a small momentum to keep on my desk. So, yes, people are welcome to take some of the synthetic track if they wish.
All right, speaking of momentums and acknowledgements, let's talk about a big event you've got coming up, the Geelong Race Club Racing Awards Night.
That's right. So this is a big evening where we celebrate the Geelong racing industry. So it's a really exciting night. The Thoroughbred Racing Club of Geelong, which is headed up by Rob Wimmill, he has done this event for the past 20 years. So we're working with the Thoroughbred Club of Geelong for this year's event. And we've got Jason Richardson as our host, which will be great fun. And we've also got Lee Mo from the project and other things around town as our guest. So it's going to be so much fun and, yeah, really looking forward to celebrating the Geelong racing industry and all of the achievements throughout the season.
All right, that's Thursday the 4th of October.
Yes.
Tickets available via the race club. Obviously, a number of those awards in terms of premierships and so on would be known, but
yes,
are there also some surprise awards like the Logies as well? Is there a Gold Logie equivalent or stuff like that? Or
yes, we have all of those types of things here at the Geelong Racing Awards. So we've got an Order of Merit Award and a few other awards which are given out to some very special people within the industry. So, yes, that's kept a secret until the night.
Terrific. One other point of note to pass on info about Geelong is that recently at your launch for the Spring Carnival and the Cup, you actually announced a partnership with what is called My Runner, where people can be involved in a racehorse on behalf of the Geelong Race Club at a very, very reasonable price. Tell us about that.
Well, that's another really exciting initiative. It's racing premium thoroughbred racehorses for a very affordable price. So the particular horse which the Geelong community are getting involved in is a Not a Single Doubt Countess de Heer filly, which will be trained on course here at Geelong by Troy and Leon Corstens. So there are 1,000 units in the horse, and they're $198 per unit, which is amazing for such a high-quality bred horse. And then there's a $15 per month charge to keep the horse in training. So, it's an awesome opportunity for the community to get involved in racehorse ownership for such a great cost.
Sounds like a good promotion. Jade, always good to chat to you. Your enthusiasm always shines through. Thank you for joining us on the Country Notice Board this morning. Jade Augustine from Geelong.
Around Victoria, RSN 927's Country Notice Board.
Just reminding you, of course, in harness racing, tonight we have a harness meeting at Bendigo in Country Victoria. Geelong again tomorrow. Cranbourne, of course, following that, a busy week of harness racing. We'll talk some harness racing news on the Country Notice Board as well next week. And we'll talk some greyhounds soon too, because Greyhound Racing has a great promotion each year at the Royal Show as country comes to the city, as they say, and no different with the Royal Show starting on Saturday. And speaking of Saturday, it's the first Country Cup of the new spring racing season. It is, of course, at Tatura. And joining us online from Tatura is Mick Toll, the club president. Mick, thank you for joining us on the Notice Board, and you must be looking forward to the Cup on the weekend.
Yes, thanks, Andrew. Yeah, we certainly are, and it's coming on fast, but we're hoping to attract a reasonable crowd this year.
Now, tell us about the Tatura and Shepparton Racing Club. In fact, I reinforce the club name because someone would argue that Shepparton is a more well-known country location than Tatura. And, of course, in racing terms, they're racing at TAT, they're racing at Tatura, but you are officially the Tatura and Shepparton Racing Club, aren't you?
Yeah, correct, yes. That's been the case for in excess of 20 years, I think.
So normally race three times a year, is it? I know that the Cup we're about to talk about, and, of course, the other meeting that's, well, it's not as prestigious as the Cup, but some might argue it's just as successful as the Italian Plate with the strong connection with the Italian migration to that region, the fruit growing and so on. And you usually have one other meeting each year, don't you?
Yes, that's right. Yeah, we have another meeting in October. We haven't named it as anything special, but we concentrate on the Cup and also the Italian Plate.
And when's the Italian Plate held each year?
It's usually held in the second week in December,
right.
So it's a couple of weeks before Christmas.
Do you struggle to find a good tomato these days? I'm not sure if you agree. Probably straight off the land up there, they'd be good. But the amount of times I buy tomatoes from supermarkets and just end up turfing them with no flavour. The Italian Plate, I mention that because the Italian Plate has a great history over the years. in a correlation with how the markets are going for tomatoes. There's been bumper crops and seasons where they would hand out boxes of tomatoes to racegoers. Other times it's been scarce. How do you think it'll be later this year?
Well, seasonally, a lot of the tomato, the bulk tomato growers are actually preparing fields at the moment. They're getting ready to plant. They usually wait until after what they predict is the last frost, of course, before they put their small seedlings in. But this year it's going to, again, be difficult to know. It's a different season to last year. Last year was fairly wet. This year it's been fairly dry. So hopefully we expect some early tomatoes in.
And they do have a history of giving them away or bringing them to the racetrack, don't they, on that day?
Yeah, in the past we've had some of our major sponsors have actually grown tomatoes. Joe Braca was one of them, but Joe's since retired so he doesn't grow them anymore. So we haven't chased up tomatoes. I think a couple of years ago there was a tomato fight competition and that sort of thing, but of recent times we haven't done that. But if we can get hold of some tomatoes and give them to the crowd, that would be great.
There you go, just as long as they don't start throwing them around. All right, let's get on to track with the Cup meeting as we're here to talk about the Tatura Cup. Now, last year was the first time you changed it to this date in September, a year ago. How did it go last year, and the reason behind the date change?
It went fairly well. We didn't have it. We meant to try and promote a little bit better, but we shifted it from Easter Saturday, and the reason why we did make the move was that generally Easter Saturday people go away camping, and a lot of them go up to the river. They come up to this area, but they go a little bit further north and camp along the Murray River or fishing and so on. So we thought, well, if we move our cup closer to, say, the Melbourne Cup or a lot of the other country cups that are on at this time of the year, it would be a good move. We do clash a little bit with football finals and netball finals, but we are hoping to attract some of those people who have actually finished their seasons and maybe even try and promote trips away for the weekend.
Good luck on Saturday, Mick. Let's hope it's a terrific day as you open up the Cup season in country racing in Victoria. Thank you for joining us on the Country Notice Board this morning.
Around Victoria, RSN 97's Country Notice Board.
And it is around Victoria. You can hop in your car in Melbourne, head in any direction, and you can pretty much hear RSN 927 right across the state of Victoria. You just keep changing your relay or frequency, and you can continue to pick up all of our programs. So we pride ourselves on our coverage of the state of Victoria. And on Saturday, you can enjoy the Tatura Cup meeting. On Sunday, you can go to Western Victoria and enjoy the Coleraine Cup, the once-a-year meeting at Coleraine. And our good friend John Donnelly takes our call on the Country Notice Board this morning. Good morning, John.
Morning, Andrew.
Coleraine, another of the clubs that you do look after. They race once a year. Their meeting coming up has the Coleraine Cup, but perhaps the township is better known for the Great Western Steeplechase. A lot of history of this jumps race at Coleraine.
Yeah, that's right, Andrew. This is where it all started. Adam Lindsay Gordon, back over 150 years ago, the Great Western, and still running to this day. It's the oldest in the state, so it's a good way to end the jumping season with the oldest race.
Yes, sir. Coleraine and the Steeplechase is always the last jumps race of the jumping season, usually in Victoria.
Yes, it is. Yeah.
And obviously, Coleraine, I think around 350 km from Victoria. Never myself, many other listeners have, others will have not. What's the once-a-year meeting there like compared to some of the other meetings you've attended? Tell us a bit about the Coleraine racetrack and the day itself.
Well, the Coleraine racetrack's beautifully positioned right on top of the hill going into Coleraine, which is, as you say, 350 km west of Melbourne. It's a beautiful sand-based track. We use lots of jump-outs leading up to the during the winter. Darren Weir is a great user of the Coraline track. And, of course, one of the old champions was trained there, Dandy Andy. So it's got a lot of history to it.
And how is the attendance each year for your cup in terms of numbers? A lot of people travel to Western Victoria to attend, or I guess the locals as well?
Yeah, we get a Coraline's got a population of about 800. We get about 1,500 at the race meeting, but of course we're always wanting more. So the people who've got nothing to do on Sunday get to Coleraine.
Good luck with your meeting, the Coleraine Cup, next Sunday. Also on Sunday in country racing is the Golden Nugget meeting at Ballarat. And Lachlan McKenzie joins us to talk about the Golden Nugget Day. Good morning, Lachlan.
Well, thank you, Andrew.
Next Sunday is the Golden Nugget Day. It's quite a tradition, that race. I guess maybe the association with Ballarat, gold mining and so on. But it does go back a fair way, that race, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's a time-honoured race. It's, I guess, a mile race for good prize money this time of the year. It's always a very strong field, but and it's thrown up some good form lines. I guess most notably, Prince of Penzance ran, I think, fifth in the race before winning the Melbourne Cup. So it's often a good guide to what's to come. But it's one of many event days we've got coming up in the next few weeks, Andrew.
All right, let's run through those, because this is the time of the year where people are planning race day activities and bookings and stepping it up a notch, and no different at Ballarat, especially listeners on 13, 14 a.m. in the area. Let's run through a few of those features and also some advice for listeners.
Okay, so on Gold Nugget Day, we've got a whole heap of activities here for mostly for families. We've got a patting zoo with all the farm animals. There's pony rides available for the youngsters. Stockland Wanderee have sponsored a family fashions on the field event, which is good fun for the families. But we're also, from a racing perspective, we're trying to promote racehorse ownership that day. So we've got a syndicators function or syndicators day on with a number of the bigger syndicating businesses here to showcase what they can do. There'll be some horses that are for sale paraded. But it's more just about providing information to anyone who might be interested in racehorse ownership to come along and learn what it's all about. So I'll just take the opportunity to thank First Light Racing and Bennett Racing, Grand Syndications, Domain Thoroughbreds, and everyone else that signed up for the day. So thanks to all syndicators for supporting our syndicators event on Gold Nugget Day.
And plenty of other meetings to come, including, of course, your cup in late November. We will keep checking in with you, Lachlan, as your season of spring racing at Ballarat continues. Thanks for joining us on the Country Notice Board. Lachlan McKenzie from Ballarat.
Around Victoria, RSN 927's Country Notice Board.
And aside from staying tuned to RSN 927 and our social media, always check the Country Racing website and the respective clubs. There are so many packages at all of these meetings. Those cups, you can gain admission for less than $15 in some cases, and packages with groups and marquee areas for not too much cost at all, and also some great fine dining at all of those meetings, whether they be cups or regular country race meetings. This Saturday, the Royal Melbourne Show begins. Country comes to the city, as they say. It's been a terrific promotion for GRV and the GAP program. This was way before they had adoption days. GAP has been there for so many years now. Larissa Darra joins us from the GAP team at Seymour this morning. Preparations underway for Saturday's Royal Show. Good morning, Larissa. The show and GAP have been a great partnership, haven't they?
It has. It's actually been our primary promotion, I guess, for about the last 22 years. It's really how we get the dogs out and showcase them to the public and show what a wonderful pet they make.
Well, in fact, it's fair to say that before you started having so many adoption days per se, which have been such a success now, the Royal Show was around before then as a key point of information.
Yes, absolutely.
So what will people expect to see at the Royal Show in terms of the stand? And they can't adopt dogs. I'm sure that's a dime a dozen question when they get along there. Can I take a dog home today, or do you have some dogs for us to adopt? But what do people basically learn at the show in terms of GAP?
Sure. So we have between 4 and 6 greyhounds on our stand at any time. And it's just an opportunity for people to come up and hang out with the dogs, give them a cuddle and a pat, and start to realise what a wonderful pet they make.
Are they owned greyhounds, or again, am I assuming that there'll be so many people saying, are we able to take these greyhounds tonight with us, with our show bags?
Yeah, so we will have a small group of foster greyhounds, so those are greyhounds getting ready for adoption, but primarily the dogs that we have at these promotions are already adopted.
All right. Do you know exactly where you are and location, in which hall?
No, I'm sorry, Andrew, I actually don't.
That's okay. It has changed a few times. I know that. It has changed a few times.
Yes.
All right.
I'm not sure, but we will be in the... there's normally a catalogue that's put out or a... that tells you people where everybody is, and they'll be able to find us in that.
Well, plenty of people are always at that stand. I'll be out there for RSN 927 having a visit as well, and we'll do some interviews on site. Larissa Darra, thank you for joining us on the Country Notice Board to talk about GAP being at the Royal Show. Well, that wraps it up for this morning's edition of the Country Notice Board. Hopefully we've given you plenty of reasons to maybe attend a country meeting across all of the codes in the days ahead. For more information on country racing across all of the codes, stay tuned to RSN 927 and our social media as well. This is Andrew Q saying thank you for listening.
Hear Country Notice Board again on iTunes, on Facebook, and on the podcast page at rsn.net.au.